I forget. A lot of the songs I'm playing render this week's song that everybody knows kind of useless. But I'm going to give you an ultra special this week's song that everybody knows. These are the Desperate Hours.
Baby, 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 baby Thank you. This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
You can try to please me, but it won't be easy.
Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. This first set of the second hour. Just heard the sounds like us. Channeling the Turtles and a few others. And Outside Chance was a track that actually had a major label release on Fontana in 1967. I got off a compilation, Nobody to Love. Came out in Teenage Shutdown in 1995. Before that, a band called The Sophomores. And Mama Wears the Pants. I don't know who did that originally, or whether it was an original track. But I got off the compilation, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. It came out on Cheap Cheap, part of Arf Arf, probably about 20 years ago. Before that, the Blue Crystals did Bopalula. They called it Bopalula. Originally released on the Courier label, 1965. But I got it off the compilation Party, 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 which also came out on Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf Arf. And this week's song that everybody knows, although it's kind of rendered irrelevant considering what I played in the first hour, Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps from 1956 on Capitol, and Bebopalula. And we kicked it off with some band called the Cannonballs from 1961 on the Bobby label, channeling Chuck Berry and Johnny B. Goode. I got off some kind of compilation. Looks like a bootleg, but don't tell anybody. It's called Lost in the 60s. I paid like a dime for it at a flea market. Came out on the comp did on Mod Boys Records. Anyway, coming up in about 45 minutes will not be the lounge. The lounge moved to Saturday night from 10 to 12. It's a shame. I enjoy following them. Anyway, follow me tonight will be Cloudberry Farm with Alex. Another Alex. The Ghettoizers, I think. Anyway, let's get back into it. Got another little contest entry here. These are the Desperate Hours. Oh, for God's sakes. There we go.
sister. Then you get your yo-yo.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lot of Shakin' Radio Show. Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lot of Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Yeah. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. Anyway, let me explain away that last set. Sorry about the dead air there. I usually don't apologize for it. I just keep moving on, but I got all discombobulated with some equipment thingies. Anyway, just heard the Atwoods channeling any number of artists. And A Taste of Honey was originally released on an EP called Jazz and Jeans on Decca in 1967. I got off the best stuff thingy called Art Gallery. Came out in 1995 on Repertoire. Actually, Art Gallery was an LP. And this has had a whole bunch of bonus tracks, including that one. Before that, the Wildebeest, who were channeling Link Ray, did Comanche. I got off their EP, Four Instrumental Hits. Came out on Sympathy for the Record Industry in 1996. Well, that Fats Domino channeling Cannibal and the Headhunters from the album Here Comes Fats Domino. Came out in 1963 on ABC Paramount. Before that, Cannibal and the Headhunters from 1965. Now, this was a reissue. I know it was. Of some sort. But anyway, Land of a Thousand Dances by Cannibal and the Headhunters. And then before that was the beginning of the set. Anyway, I'm all discombobulated. Hey, for those of you who are WMFO members, whether you be you a part of the student population who is also happens to be a member of WMFO or a member of the community, I will be doing a vinyl tutorial. Thank God it won't be a CD tutorial after tonight. For the volunteer day. Remember, it's volunteer day, and you do have to pay your... They do extract your pound of flesh. And it's not too unreasonable to come by, but anyway, if you want to be taught something, then I'll do the best I can. Swing by Saturday for the volunteer day. Anyway, I can't tell... Who am I kidding? I'm not going to teach you nothing. You'll learn, but it won't be from me. Anyway, coming up in about a half an hour will be, I think I told you, Alex with a band with a show called Cloudberry Farm. Hats off to the lounge for 3 years following me here since I came back. My triumphant return to the third floor at Curtis Hall here in Medford. They're going to be on Saturday evenings from 10 to 12 now. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
She knew not one thing, she rockin' pretty. Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. We never, ever, ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. Undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Talking about my generation. My generation, baby. say.
Talking about my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big scene.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation. We all say,
talking about my generation.
I'm not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
I'm just talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby. I said, my generation. Talking about my generation. People try to put up. We get around.
Talking about my generation.
They think humans are fools.
Talking about my generation.
at 7:47 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And I just played a band called the Soul Shakers and a track called Catch That Girl, originally released on Ace in 1966. As far as I know, it wasn't a cover. I just threw it out there. Got off the compilation, Psychedelic States, Mississippi in the 60s. Came out a few years ago on Gear Fab. Before that, The Roving Kind, channeling The Who. A track that was originally released on the Dunwich label, 1966. Right off the compilation. Oh, yeah! The Best of Dunwich Records. Came out in 91 on Sundays. For the Doc Tarry theme, you heard The Groupies do I Am a Hog for You, Baby. Originally released on Atco, just like its original was a few years earlier. Atco in 1966. I got off the compilation Ear-Piercing Punk. And then Larry and the Blue Notes with a previously unreleased version of Train Kept a Rollin'. I got off the compilation Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 3. Came out in 2004. Norton! Got 12 minutes to go in the show. Let's make good use of them. These are the Desperate Hours.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
The men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word ran loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, don't make me go. bushes out there. They moving. There's the engine behind every one. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I be excused the rest of the afternoon? Hey, Charlie, duck your head.
Oh, you're a little bit late on that one, Charlie. I bet that smarts.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. But again from the rear a voice was heard, that same great voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here?
Please, Mr. Custer. I don't wanna go.
No. I wonder what the engine word for friend is. Say friend. Kemosabe, that's it.
Kemosabe! Hey out there, Kemosabe!
No, that isn't it. Look at him out there. Running around like a bunch of wild engines. Oh, this ain't no time for joking.
Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out, but until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden boxes of smut, and since I'm going to be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
7:57 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never were from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WMFO. Yeah, anyway, let me tell you what I played to close out the show. I got one more. I'm going to have a transitional tune for the next disc jockeys. Come on. Just heard a band called The Allies, a track that was originally released on the Valiant label in 1966. I got off the compilation Acid and Flowers, and the name of the track was called I'll Sell My Soul. Before that, Larry Verne and his big hit, Mr. Custer, came out in 1960 on the Era label. Before that, Yesterday's Children. Actually, that was wasn't much of a set. Yesterday's Children did Want to Be With You. I got it off the compilation Trash Box. And it was originally released on the Showcase label in 1966. Anyway, I got to get a move on before they get the that old vaudeville cane and yank me out of here. Cloudberry Farm is next. My name is Alex, as always. The pleasure is mine. Take care.